There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I have to make myself scarce today because my landlord, Cheapo, is coming over to show my place that I'm leaving.
Okay.
It's not ending well. We're not. This is not a relationship. It's going to be ending amicably, unfortunately.
It doesn't sound like it.
No.
And you call him Cheapo. No.
Oh, he's ridiculously cheap. Okay. I mean, it's laughable at this point. And the fact that he has raised my rent to such a ridiculously obscene amount. This is a big reason why I'm moving. That just feels weird now, though. You know, you kind of want... I'm a good tenant. I'm a good person to have rent for you. I take care of your home as if it's my own home because I want it to be my own home.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that that would be something that we would value, not force out because you're greedy and you're cheap.
Yeah.
You know?
And you should give an explanation about cheap because sometimes people misuse that word. Like some people are very frugal and that's a good thing and that's how they end up
with good things.
But tell us what you mean by cheap.
And maybe tell me I'm being out of line here. Maybe it's me. So I have a sun patio that has French doors that open out into my
it's like a three-season room.
My front yard.
Oh, here, three and a half.
And because of all the hard rain we had last year, the bottom of the door, it's an old house, the bottom of the doors started rotting and falling apart. And I ended up having these, I hate the word, but these gaping holes in the bottom of my door that things could get into. I kept bothering about this hole. Like, I can't close my door. This is a hazard now to your home and to the safety of me and my possessions.
Mm-hmm. And your dog.
He, after pricing doors, decides he's going to make his own. I had... Oh, hearty har har. I came home one day. Door's gone.
Oh, so now you don't have
a door. The doors were gone. I had to, and by the way, what did he leave there? Nothing. Just a big hole where the doors used to be. I had to get like hardcore plastic tarp and staple gun it so I had any kind of shelter from this open area where my door was. Okay, that's number one. How about this? Over the summer, I had a gas leak. I had to leave the home immediately.
You can't leave it on he decided to make his own door. How did that door turn out?
I mean, I have a door now.
Is it a real door? Can you tell?
No, it's a
does
door.
Does it look like a door that a kid drew in kindergarten?
I'll say this. Sometimes it locks. Other times, not so much.
Oh, jeez.
You wanted to hear it. Mm-hmm. Okay. How about this? I had a gas leak over the summer after being displaced. Now, granted, I had a place to go, but that's
thankfully
not, right. So this guy goes through, I think, three or four different quotes from three or four different plumbers.
Mm-hmm.
And then he decides he's going to do it himself.
Oh, of course. Oh,
you know, it's not a big deal. It's just a gas leak.
Yeah.
So he does it himself. And now instead of like a professional job where you have to, you know, get a jackhammer and go under the ground and get the pipes, I have... Well, whoever lives there now has a nice big yellow plastic pipe running across the house that's like zip tied and jerry rigged to the gas meter.
How did that pass inspection?
Yeah, because you have to have
SDG&E comes over to turn my gas back on only after it passed inspection. The guy from SDG&E looks at it and goes, I swear to God, there's no way this passed inspection. And he calls up his guy and he's like, oh, it did? All right.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, I'm happy to get out, and I would like to call him out, but I'm not going to do that any more than I already have. It's not like woohoo, I get to move. I mean, I liked where I lived. Mm-hmm. It's just when you have a person that doesn't appreciate you as a tenant, when good God, in this state especially, you should be worshiping good tenants.
Right. When you told him you were leaving, did you do like on a breakup?
No, that's where things kind of went sour. My neighbor texted me over the holidays saying, you're not going to believe what our landlord's doing now.
Oh, boy.
They live in the place attached to my house. And they said what he was doing. And I went off on a rant. Pretty, not exactly a rant that was in the Christmas spirit. Let's put it that way.
All right. Called him out for his what?
Oh,
you know what?
Well, I did so in a very
mean way,
inappropriate way.
Okay.
And I get a phone call immediately from my neighbor Mark saying, "Dude, he's on this text chain."
Oh no!
So I kind of So I kind of sealed the old deal then with the, as far as I think it's best that we part ways. But so I kind of forced the hand.
You know, I know you loved where you were, and it was good for then. But now you're moving on, and that's a good thing.
You know, it's exactly right. The month I moved in, it was the month my dad died, so it was really nice for me to come back to my home that I had and just live there and heal, and my daughter Abby ended up moving in after she graduated college, so that was a beautiful thing. That's what I'm choosing to remember, all the great meals I cooked there, not the cheapo that didn't appreciate a good tenant.
Yep. Good for you.
Well, thank you, Tammy.
Therapy over.
And that ends this therapy session. Right. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station 103.7 KSOM.